This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions Fear. Well, this massive big roadblock, sometimes it's in the middle of the road and it can be a stumbling block, can't it? There are many instances of fear that keep people from doing what they really want to do. A guy standing next to a girl who likes him, but he's afraid of, for example, of asking her out. So he walks away, leaving this girl disappointed and himself. Another young man, he wants to start a business, but all he sees are the problems. And so he decides against all these things because he just can't do it. And I think that every day people are prevented from accomplishing their dreams because of these fears, the feelings of fear. I mean, you might know what I'm talking about. There's the fear and self-doubt. And they're particularly difficult when they're part of your life every day. All of us feel anxious sometimes, especially when stressful things are happening. But I think what we have to do is develop some strategies to cope. If we don't, things are only going to get worse. And I want to say this morning that God does not want us, any of us, to live in fear and in dread. And that's not to say that some fears are healthy. So fear God. Fear Him and nothing else. It was King David who said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though an army encamps against me, my heart shall not fear. I will be confident, I believe," said David. "I will look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." They're words from Psalm 27. And more than 100 times in the Bible, God commanded people, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, Abraham. God said, "I am your shield and reward." He said to Moses, "Don't be afraid of Pharaoh, for I have handed him over to you." The Lord said to Joshua, "Don't be afraid. No one will be able to withstand you." And Jesus, in the more recent times, after in the New Testament, said to Jairus, who was a synagogue ruler whose daughter had died tragically, Jesus said, "Don't be afraid, just believe, and she will be healed." Well, so from the beginning to the very end of the Bible, in minor trials and major problems, God says, "Don't be afraid." Is that asking too much, you think? Are human beings able to be unafraid? God is a loving Father who never expects us to do something that we're not capable of. He sends the power and the strength so that we don't have to go through life crippled, as it were, with fear. So I'm convinced that we have to replace what I call a bad habit. They're what we could call the fear thoughts, to replace them with a good habit. That's prayer and confidence in God. So this could be a lifelong battle for many people, I know that. But God is a loving protector. He promised never to abandon us, never to forsake us. And when you have that sense of security in the love and of salvation that God prevents, nothing can actually snatch that away from you, even if you were to die today. Having faith in God and in our Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest thing. A lady once wrote to Billy Graham with this question, "Can God help me overcome my fears? I know I shouldn't feel this way, but I'm always worrying about what might happen to me or my children. Sometimes it's all that I can think about. I even have nightmares about bad things that might happen." And Billy Graham took the time to give her some advice. "Yes," he said, "God wants to help you overcome these fears. He loves you. He doesn't want you to be haunted by fear and anxiety. For the Bible says to you, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. And so the key is to trust God." Billy Graham said, "I know it sounds simple, but think about it. If you truly believe God loved you and was in control of your future, would there be any room left for fear? So commit every situation to Him in prayer, and you know that nothing could happen to you that's outside His control. You should learn with the psalmist, 'Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear.'" I think that's a great answer. Heavenly Father, we want to be like Billy Graham and having a good understanding that we need not fear as we trust you today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.